The political fallout from the images of abuse at Abu Ghraib continues. On Capitol Hill today, Donald Rumsfeld's number two, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, testified today before the Senate Armed Services Committee. The Pentagon is asking for an additional $25 billion for Iraq, saying a changing situation needs additional spending.
Now, however, our higher projected troop levels increase the risk that certain accounts could have difficulty cash flowing operations beyond the February-March timeframe. This reserve fund will eliminate that risk and provide a margin of safety.
Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, the money would pay for military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. Joining us from the Capitol is NPR's David Welna, who's been watching the hearings. David, first of all, let's talk about that $25 billion. Why is the administration asking for this money now?
Well, basically, they are running out of money. The administration did not ask for one penny for Iraq or Afghanistan in the budget for next year that begins, the fiscal year begins in October. And they said to Congress just a couple months ago that they thought that they had enough money, what was left over from an $87 billion special emergency funding from Congress to keep fighting the war. But they've come to realize that, in fact, as you heard Wolfowitz say, they have higher troop levels and a more difficult situation now, and they are concerned that they are not going to be able to keep an operation going that's costing right now about $5 billion a month.
And how did the senators receive this? Are they concerned about the continuing requests for money?
They are concerned, but they're also concerned about the nature of this request, because this is really sort of unprecedented. What they're asking for is a sort of an emergency contingency fund that the Pentagon would be able to draw on and spend really how it wants to. They would tell Congress within 5 days how they've spent that money, but Senator Robert Byrd, a Democrat from West Virginia, who's known as the staunchest defender of the Constitution, said, you know, this is completely unlawful. We, the members of Congress, are supposed to have oversight of how this money is spent. You have to specify how it's being spent. And there was quite a showdown with Wolfowitz at this hearing. And the upshot of it was that they agreed that they would come back and maybe be a little bit more specific about how they're going to spend this money, because the Senate next week on the Senate floor is going to be debating whether or not to approve this money.
And has the prison scandal story, has that influenced the way the senators are questioning Wolfowitz?
I think so. I think there's a general sense of despair about what's going on right now in Iraq, and a feeling of, if we're going to be spending all of this additional money there, are we throwing money down a hole that we're never going to get any results from? And one of the senators pointed out that Secretary Rumsfeld himself seemed to be suggesting yesterday in testimony that maybe things won't work out the way that the U.S. wanted, and is it worth funding this? And many senators were saying, unless more troops are there, maybe this won't be won.
And did they question him on the specifics of what happened at Abu Ghraib at all?
Well, there was very dramatic testimony towards the end of the hearing where he was asked if he'd seen a list of interrogation techniques, and he said, being used in Iraq, he said he hadn't. And Senator said, that's outrageous. If we have this prison scandal and you don't even know what the techniques are being used there.
NPR's David Welna at the Capitol. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.